வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of March, 1974, in Mayapur, India.
Two Hindu gentlemen in the village, and still the Mohammedans received us and arranged for our kirtan and prasadam distribution.
By the name?
Hare. We felt it was Nityananda's grace.
Hare. Yes.
First we were afraid. Haridas Brahmacharya told me, oh, these are Mohammedans, they'll not help us in any way, nor will they accept prasadam.
No, then I said, let everybody us go. Help us. Maybe. And that was sometimes Hindus are also against. It is not the Mahavira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, even the Hindus were against his movement. The Brahmins, they complained to the Kaji that this is not Hindu movement, you see, the Sankirtan movement. Therefore Kaji had to take steps to stop the Sankirtan movement. So Kaji took step on the ground of complaint by the Hindus.
It's similar to what happened in Bombay.
Huh?
It's similar to what happened in Bombay.
Yes, the Hindus, they wanted to break our temple. And they broke part of it. You do not know? Oh, how is that? That was a great agitation. By the instruction of the municipality, being bribed by the other fund. You have not heard that we had so much... Eh? How is that? It was... Very well.
In our exhibition booth, we have pulled up articles about it. In the exhibition, Bombay has exhibited the matter.
There is a fisherman. So, in the evening, that is still in India, in the evening we can ask shelter. From any householder's house, they will give you shelter. So he came in the evening, sir, I want to pass night in your home. All right, you are welcome. So, fisher basket, fishing basket, and then you keep this here, outside, and you sleep inside. So, whole day, he was restless. Then, whole night, he could not sleep. Then, the master said, you are not sleeping? No, sir. Why? Well, because my baskets are kept outside. Say, what is it, the basket? Well, unless I smell, I cannot sleep. So, these Americans, unless they smell about machine, they cannot sleep. Habit is the second nature. For ordinary masseur work, they'll bring so many machines. I've seen Kalandar was doing. At least that machine must come. So, making hole. That machine is compulsory.
Recently, Prabhupada, I saw one machine for rubbing the nails, sir. It's a battery operated machine.
For greasing?
Yes. So and for nail rubbing also.
Yes, for massaging.
Yes. And for brushing the teeth. You just hold the toothbrush and the machine makes it go up and down.
Yes.
Some scientists, they want to make all the different body parts. They want to give artificial arm, then artificial feet. And they're spending all kinds of money and time making this complicated machinery to do the same thing that the body is doing. And their ultimate goal, the scientists were stating, their ultimate goal was to make a complete human body so that the person never has to die, but he can always change his body just before it breaks.
The maker of that machine will die.
Yeah.
He cannot save himself.
Yes.
He can make a machine which will not die. Yes. But he will die.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
How much perfect he is, this you can consider that he is making something perfect which will not die. But he will die. So he is imperfect. So how his machine is perfect? This is common argument. He is imperfect, but he cannot make such machine that he will not die.
They say in the future they will
be... That is kicking on their face. That is the only loophole on which you can kick on their face. You see? They are making machine perfect, but they cannot make themselves perfect. Why don't you ask, why don't you make a machine that he will not die? Your machine will not die, I accept. You are so perfect. But why you will die? Huh? Why you will die? What is their answer?
They say that they'll get to a point where when each cause of their death, maybe, say, a bad heart, then they can get an artificial heart.
All right, you can get everything, we'll do it. But why don't you do it for yourself, that you will not die?
That's all right. I'm working for posterity, so that people who come...
What posterity? You cannot take help from your machine. What posterity will take? It is nonsense. Yeah. You are starving, and you want to speak that I'll distribute prasadam. What is this nonsense? You are starving, and you are proud of distributing food to others. Is that very good reasonable proposal? First of all, you stop your starvation. Then you can say, now I have stopped my starvation, I'll distribute food to the hungry man.
All the scientists and leaders are all like that. They don't have the vaguest idea. They don't have the vaguest idea.
Therefore, we call them rascals and fools. They may advertise themselves as scientists, but we take them as rascals and fools.
Some of them so much want to be God, they're thinking they're going to create life and make bodies and this and that.
The only question is, first of all, keep your life. Then you create another life. Yeah. Life in you is already there. Now keep it, protect it. By some machine or by some chemical. Then you talk all this nonsense. What do you think, Vishnu Jan Maharaj?
At the fairs in the United States, they have exhibits of what the scientists are doing. And one scientist has actually invented a machine, cost $100,000. And this machine can take the head of a man from his body and keep the brain cells still going. And they expect that this machine, they haven't done it to anyone because no one will do it.
That expectation is always there. Any fool can expect anything. That is another.
But they've done it with goat head.
We are concerned what you are doing now. That's all. We are not for expectation future. We do not believe in that. Trust no future, have a pleasant. It may be pleasant to you, but we don't believe it. You rascals, you can feel. But history shows that after death, no brain works. So, we take this simple conclusion, that this brain is useless. So, am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Huh? You are very critical, you can say. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Thank you. That's Swarup Damodar was asked, the scientist, that you are beginning life from chemicals. Suppose I give you chemicals, can you make life? That I cannot say. This is their proposal.
Yes.
This is all rascals. And they are wasting public money and making other fools. They are going to the Chandralok and this lok, Belas. Simply wasting time. This remark I gave in the newspaper.
Yes.
Sometimes in San Francisco.
They asked about the moon.
Yeah. It is simply waste of time and energy. That's all. And in 1968 I wrote that Easy Journey, and this is all childish.
Sputniks.
Yeah. Have you read that?
Yes. It is very nice.
So we can boldly say, on the strength of Vedic literature, all these attempts are childish, and those who are attempting, they are all fools and rascals. That's all. Now they are silent about moon expedition. They're trying to go to Venus. What happened to moon planet?
Right.
Another diversion.
Just wasting money and time.
Another diversion of attention.
Yeah.
So that they can exploit public money in that way.
Yeah.
And the public is also fooled that they believe all this nonsense.
In the United States, Prabhupada, the rocks that they brought back from the moon are being displayed. In all the different cities, they have little small pieces of the rocks in the moon. And people stand in long lines
just see
to come and see these little pieces
of rocks.
How
much rascal you are.
And they have guards all around the little rocks.
Guards?
With guns. With guards with guns
so
around the rocks so no one will
deity.
Steal.
Oh.
That is their deity they are worshipping.
They don't pray.
They have guards.
God who has made all of this. But God be without him.
No, that rogue, thief came to a bank manager somewhere in Western country, and he brought some lotions. So he said that I shall mix up this lotion immediately, the whole bank will be blown up. So he became afraid because the scientists do that. So he give me check immediately. 200 million something. Otherwise, I'll mix it. He gave him the check. And he told that it is time bomb. If you call police or arrest me within this time, then it will burn up. So in this way, he took away the check, and after sometimes he phoned to the police, this is the situation, come and help us. Here is a time bomb on my table. The police came, they also took it very carefully, the chemical laboratory and the chemical lab, they are also afraid. Then they saw it is glycerin. That's such fools are there. It is simply exploiting the innocent public of their money, hard-earned money. And if you go to such foundations and give us some money for spreading Krishna consciousness, printing this book, no, we are not interested in religion. We are for scientific improvement, glycerin.
Rational. They think they're very rational.
Yes. Rational, a dog is also rational. But a dog is dog, a man is man. Dog, if a dog is called hat, he's not rational, he stop immediately.
Yeah.
He's not rational. That is rational.
Yeah.
One who has got reason, no, this man wants to check me. So he stops. For eating, he has rational. What is he's eatable? Dog does not like preparation made with too much ghee. They like meat, rotten meat, dried bones. There is rational. This is my food.
Yeah.
Yes. Similarly, hog also. He likes to eat stool than halwa. He has got rationality.
Yeah.
As he will not eat stool, he will like halwa. He has got rationality.
Yeah.
Then if hog has got rationality, he will not eat halwa, he will eat stool. So where is the want of rationality?
Mm.
Why don't you eat stool? That is rationality.
Yes.
Similarly, he does not eat halwa. So what is the difference between you in the matter of rationality? You deny something, he denies something. What is the want of rationality?
Bhavananda has said that in his previous life he had a pet pig, and he used to offer the pig sweet. But the pig would take the sweet and he would not eat it. He'd roll it in dirt. And when it is filled with dirt, then only he would eat.
That's it.
Tasted so bad, he had said something tastes good around it, so he could get it down.
It is not for the hog, but a human being. I had a friend, if you give him rasagulla, he'll want little salt. Rasagulla with little salt he'll eat. Without salt, he cannot eat. And my father, he was at the last stage of his stay, some rice mixed with milk. While eating that, he'll take a little curry also. So it is a taste. Yeah.
Paramahansa and Prabhupada were preaching in Siam, Thailand. And there they would offer the people rasgulla, but they would put soy sauce on it. They would put this bitter sauce on it. Then only they would. And,
In Burma, my Guru Maharaj opened a branch. So when they were frying puri, the nice ghee, all the tenants, oh, what well. They cannot tolerate. But in Burma, there is a preparation which is called nafi. The nafi means that a big jar will be kept on the door, and whatever animals, insect, cockroaches will die, they'll put in that. And during rainy season, it will be filled with water, and it will be kept for years. Then, this bad smell was so terrible that if somebody would open the lid, it would immediately clear. Very bad smell. So after some years, they will strain the water and keep in bottle. And when there is festival, they'll supply in small. That is called nap. And they'll take it very pleasant. And when you're frying ghee, oh, what bad things. That was Nartam Das Thakur says, that nana joni bhraman kare kadarja bhokhan kare, tar janma adhappate jaya. Karma kanda, gyana kanda, sakali vishere bhanda, amrita boliya jeva khai. Karma kanda, there are three kandas, karma kanda, gyana kanda, and upasana kanda. So, upasana kanda is bhakti. So, instead of accepting this upasana kanda, worshipping the Supreme, Sarvadharma and Purushottama, if one takes to the other processes, karma kanda, gana kanda, they are vishera bhanda, they are all poison pots. The result is, if they take to that path, then there this transmigration of the soul will continue and they will have to eat all nasty things. Because this time you may be human being, and next time you may be hog. So this is karma kanda, gyana kanda, sakali vishera bhanda. We are all poison pots. Simply bhakti kanda. We have to tell. Otherwise our life is a risk. The gyana kanda is also not safe, because the ultimate goal of gyana kanda is to merge into Brahma. But there they cannot stay, because in Brahma simply it is eternal life, eternity. But there is no ananda. But we are seeking ananda. In the Brahma, suppose if you ask that you will eternally live in this land, will you like that? You will never die, you will live eternally. But nobody will come here. Nobody will talk with you. Will you like that? So, the Brahma realization is like that. Every living entity, he wants ananda. Ananda means they say we are walking together, talking together. This is ananda. If I would have walked alone, it would have been no ananda. I do not like. Nobody likes. So ananda means that must be entourage. Therefore ananda is with Krishna. When you play with Krishna, you dance with Krishna, talk with Krishna, serve Krishna, take care of Krishna, then there is ananda. And simply to become one with the Brahma, then you will have to fall down again. Therefore Gyanakanda is not perfect. And Karmakanda is, you can migrate from one body to another or one planet to another. You will be Brahmanda Brahmite. You have to wander. And Gyanakanda means you merge. And that is also intolerable. Therefore, unless you come to Bhaktikanda, there is no question of real life and bliss. That is the conclusion. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Sakali, Vishara, Bhanda, Amrita, Valiya, Jeva, Khaya, Nana, Jani, Brahman, Kare, Kadarja, Bhakkhan, Kare. Kadarja, this is Kadarja. So many nice food. Yes, before this moment, in Europe and in America, they are eating all these Kadarjas. So many type of Kadarjas. Their food is only to boil the meat. And when it is boiled, mix with little salt and black pepper and tea. Is it not?
Yeah.
And after eating meat, then 700 years old loaf, cut it and add it with little butter. And then take wine. Kodarja bhakkhan. Now they are eating rasagulla. Am I right or wrong?
I hear it said.
Now they're eating. Explain.
Previously they're only eating meat, now they're taking rasgulla.
Yeah.
In every life, there is an aburunitika shakti. You will feel that I am very well situated. Even in the hog's life. That is Maya. Similarly, even if you are thinking now you have got human body, you are well situated than the hog. That is also mistake. That is also mistake. I am European, I am American, I have got so comfortable. Everything is wrong. Because you have to transmigrate, you do not know what is your next life. So what is the meaning of this well situated? And that is a mistake, that is Maya. You are not sure that you will continue this life. You will have to die. You have to accept. So this is Maya. Somebody well situated is thinking, oh, I haven't got to do anything with Krishna consciousness. I am well situated. I am Europeans and Americans should come and they will dance here with the chanting Jai Sachinandana. So that is being done. So when they chant and dance, I simply remember Bhaktivinoda. That's all. I pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now they have come to your shelter, give them protection. That's all. What can I do more? I cannot do anything more.
For Bhakti Marg.
Yeah,
and ours is also Bhakti
Marg.
Then what is the difference, sir, in our philosophy and...
No, that is not different, that is variety. That they worship Balakrishna. And we worship Kishore Krishna. We worship Balakrishnas. Gaudiya Vaishnava, they worship all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. But they specially station Balakrishna. Child Krishna. That is spiritual variety. There is no difference. There is not difference. Chit Vaichitra. The exact name is Chit Vaichitra. Chit means spiritual, Vaichitra means variety.
When Lord Chaitanya came, he made the worship of Radha Krishna very prominent. Yeah. The Vaishnavas before...
No, all other Vaishnavas. But yeah. The this personal party, they stress on Balakrishna, Gopal. We also, we have got our Gopal. Madhavendra Puri installed that Gopal. That Gopal is now worshipped, Nathodara, yes, by the Balla Sampradaya. And that is Gauriya Vaishnava, deity. It is admitted in the court. They do not know that this, there is transmigration of the soul, and this constant change of body is not very good. They do not know this. Neither they do know that there is change of body.
Yes.
Neither they feel that the constant change of body is not very good, if there is any remedy. These rascals, they do not find the final remedy. They are busy with the temporary problems. Real problems, they set aside. Being wielded by the three gunas, sattva, rajo, tamo, guna, they do not know the ultimate goal is Krishna. They do not know it. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita.
Body, when it's old and wears out, and yet they're spending all their
energy. No, he desires, he creates his body, just like sometimes the Mohammedan, they think the tiger is the best life. Sera. Ser. Was Sera. Man, to become a tiger is the perfection. Become Ser. Krishna is within the heart. All right, I'll give you a chance. But when he becomes Ser, he does not eat for months. You never find a stray very fatty because he cannot eat. Every animal knows there is a tiger, they have heard. By chance he can hunt over.
The pharaoh.
When he is,
The pharaoh bird.
Yes.
He'll call.
This is the position. He wanted to become a sail, all right, to become a sail. Jump over some animal and immediately suck his blood. All the facilities, the nails, the teeth, given. But is he happy? But everyone thinking that if I could become like this, I would have been happy. So Krishna gives all chance, all right, to become this. This is transformation. This is transformation. We are thinking something like that, and Krishna is giving us chance, all right, you take this chance, you become like this. Jeshathavang prabhadante. But it will not make you happy. Therefore, ultimately, says Sarvadhan Bhakti, you give up all this rascal now. What I speak, you can accept. That is your dharma. Sarvadharmaan parityajamamekam sarvam. That will be beneficial for you. The most confidential in this time. There is that story that one old woman, she was suffering, and she had to collect woods from the forest and sell in the market. So, one day, and she was praying to Krishna, our God, that kindly help me, I am in very poverty state. So, one day, she was carrying that load of fear, it fell down. So nobody was there to help me. So she began to cry, who will help me? So she began to pray to God, kindly help me. And God came. What do you want? Oh, well, sir, I am God. Kindly help me to take this burden on my head.
Burden.
Yes. Alright. From God, she is asking, please help me to get this burden on my head. Yes. So everyone is going. Let my family be very happy. My son be married. He may let him be passed. He may make Germany sad. But it is the same thing. Give me the burden on my head. This is the prayer. Murha. Namaham prabhadante murha. The life was meant for understanding Krishna and worship him. And he is asking, give me the burden on my head. They are from Mura, rascal, fool. He's asking something which will never make him happy, even by merging into the effulgent, Brahma effulgent. It will never make him happy. But he doesn't know, therefore he's Mula.
That's a very clear example.
Yes.
Very clear.
Yes. Everyone is asking, please help me to get this burden on my head. Yes. Everyone is asking. So mantra means asking nothing from Krishna, but only praying, please engage me in your service. This is Hare Krishna. Now let him engage whatever service he likes. I don't dictate. That give me this service. That is also sense gratification. As soon as I will say that engage me in this type of service, that is also sense gratification. When one surrenders fully, they engage me in your service in whatever way you like. That is pure devotion. You cannot dictate Krishna. Because he wants Sarvadharma, first of all, surrender, then I will give you. I will allot what kind of service you can do. Sarvadharma, Parityajamami, Angpasar. But if I dictate, then Krishna will be, all right, you take this. Then he will again become unhappy. Don't dictate Krishna. Be dictated. That is happy. That everyone is dictating. Please give me this, give me that, give me that, give me this. Why should you dictate Krishna? As soon as I dictate, that is my sense gratification. That is not pure devotion. Anna bilasita sunnam. Make zero all your desires. It doesn't matter, this desire or that desire, any kind of desire. Whatever you desire, that is material. Anna vilasita sunnam. That is pure devotion.
That takes practice.
Huh?
It takes practice to stop desiring for oneself.
Practice is that you should simply desire what your spiritual master says. Don't desire yourself. Just saprasada or bhagavat prasada. If you fulfill the desires of a spiritual master, then Krishna will be pleased. Because he is the representative, the immediate representative, boss. If you satisfy him, the master, supreme master, is also satisfied. If he gives report, this clerk is doing nice, that is sufficient. Just saprasada or bhagavat prasada. This is dangerous.
Human life was no advantage. Only because you have come, now it can be advantage.
Huh?
Human life is no special advantage. Only if you come, the spiritual master come, then it can be some advantage.
Yes. Therefore, Vedic injunction is, Guru Maiva Vigache, you must go to Manapas. If you want to make your life perfect, there is no question whether I shall go or not. You must. That is the beginning of human life. And there is animal life. He has no spiritual master. He's not going to obey anyone. He's working in his own whims. That is animal life. A real life here begins. Tat jnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. This is Vedic Indian. You cannot do anything without abiding the orders of spiritual master. That is surrender. How nice water. And there are many thousands you'll find. And we are thinking, if I go away, who will feed my son, who will feed my daughter? And never think that if so many animals are fed by the Supreme, Eko jo bhunam vidudhati kama, he is supplying all the necessity. Why not for me or for my other children? It is Maya, the one thinks. So without me, that Gandhi was thinking, unless he was skilled, he was always thinking, without me, India will be spoiled. India will be spoiled. It was spoiled, therefore he wanted Swaraj, and apparently it is also spoiled. See, India's karma will have to suffer, either Gandhi is there or not there. Prakriti kiran, prakriti, everything is being done by the material nature. Prakriti Krimanani Guni by dictated by different modes of nature. Ahankara Vimunat Kartaham Iti Mannate. The rascal being bewildered by, he is thinking, without me everything is spoiled. I am the director. So I requested Gandhi, now you come out of this turmoil, politics. Just preach Bhagavad Gita. No. He'll be killed, that's all. This is the okay, going on. Even a Gandhi commits mistake.
What to speak of other?
What is the effect of the sarat? The effect of sarat is that people are starving. That's all. At least British government would not allow it like this. That's a fact. That godless, they must be like that. Gandhi was a student of Bhagavad Gita, never taught about Krishna. This is his knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita without Krishna.
They want the material after killing the source. After killing the cows, they want milk.
Gandhi was approached by the Hindus. You are doing so much for the Mohammedans, so obedient. So why don't you stop this cow killing? How can I interfere with their religious? You see,
this is
cow killing is religion. And he was such a fool that if somebody says that cutting the throat of others is my religion, he would allow. Yes, you can do that.
The third greatest cause of accidental death in the world
is intoxication.
It is.
Yes, this drunkard, especially the drunkard, they collect.
I think that's the second. But this is the choking on meat at dinner table and dying, suffocating.
Uh-oh.
It's very widespread.
And
in restaurants, while they're eating meat, they get so into eating, they want to swallow to eat the next piece. So they, before chewing enough, they have a big lump of meat in their mouth and they swallow and they choke. They get caught. So in many big restaurants, they have these fancy forks like this, that if somebody's choking, they go to the table, very nice waiter, and he sticks the thing down his throat and pulls out the meat, then the person can continue eating. But it's a very high cause of death in the world. They choke on meat.
That's
because
like
their teeth are
dog
not made.
Is eating meat. Like dog.
But dog doesn't choke so much. Well, sometimes it chokes.
Dog is a natural animal.
He has teeth for meat.
Yes.
The human being, they don't have so much teeth for meat, so they're trying to eat and then they choke.
Moment is all embraced, all problems. People should carefully study and take it. Then they will be happy. Otherwise, all plans are nonsense. The scientists, the philosophers, all laskars. Maya aparita jnana. They appear to be very learned, but Maya has killed them already. They have no knowledge. Maya aparita jnana. Just see. Why? Asuri bhava. Life is created by God, they will not accept. Life is created from dirt. That's it. Maya aparita jnana. Where is the instance that you create life by chemicals? That we shall see in the future. Kick him immediately on his face, his boot. Rascal. Will you accept any check? It will be paid in future. Will you accept? So why shall I accept this rascal's theory? Huh? If somebody gives me check, $1 million, payable 300 years after, shall I be inclined to accept such check? So why these fools accepting this post-dated check?
Well, but they say they've already done so much. The
what scientists have done, will say. What they have done? All people are starving. What they have done?
But they'll say we've created so much machineries and gone to the moon.
You cannot eat machine. You produce. You produce rice, wheat in the machine. What you have done? Least you have simply misled the people that instead of tilling the ground, they have come to machine and there is no food. Yes. You have done this.
Yes.
You have on the false plea that will give you 500 rupees salary, you come in the city and be engaged. Oh, he saw. I simply produce my food. If I get 500 rupees, then I'll go to cinema, I'll have good dress. Now, there is no food even. You have done this. That's all. What is the benefit of this machine? The machine benefit is that we are purchasing, when there was no so much machine in our childhood, 3 rupees, 4 and a half per month, first class rice. Now we are purchasing 1 kg. So if one is rascal, they will be misled by that. Otherwise, any sane man will not accept. They say that, we have done so much. What you have done? We have done this, at least in India. The effect of machine and factory is that there is no rice, no.
Help, they are mixing spoon in the rice.
That's it. That you cannot get. Oh, they have done so much. But India is not meant for machine. These rascals, they do not know. India's culture is plain living, high thinking. You require some food, produce food, and take it, and chant Hare Krishna. But they will not accept. Oh, this is primitive. Nowadays we have got, we must have this motor car, motor truck. Because they require, the cow is being killed, and that's all. That is sufficient food for them. And let the farmers work for me, for bolts and nuts and motor tire. We make huge profit. You are making profit, but other.
What is the use of that profit, Prabhupada Maharaj, when they don't get even for eating? No clothing, no eating. Only profit, what profit will be beneficial?
No, they don't care for others. But they are having wine and woman with their black market money. That's all. Lesser part.